I want to talk a little bit about one of the top stories here in the Bow Valley this week. The man that got stuck in the rat's nest cave in the laundry chute for, 13 hours or something, Monday evening and Tuesday overnight. Ugh. I admire his mental fortitude to not have gone completely crazy.
I've been in the laundry chute when I did the rat's nest cave tour about 9 years ago. There was a moment as I was trying to squeeze through there where I thought I was stuck, at which point panic took over.
Yeah.
And I wiggled all the way through. You can't see where you're going.
I think it was about 50 people came to the rescue of this guy in some capacity. It's a very narrow space, so I think they all sort of had to take turns chiseling and jackhammering away. One of the local rescue agencies, though, was Kananaskis Emergency Services, and they are great when it comes to cave rescues or helicopter sling rescues. Have you ever seen a video of one of those sling rescues where they actually just have a guy who's dangling from the bottom of a helicopter and they just lift him up and transport him to where he needs to go?
And I've seen them do some amazing things, and our helicopter pilots, too, are some of the best at what they do. But you put all these really hardworking, talented people together, and they manage to get people out of some really scary spaces.
It's great, the news this week that Kananaskis Emergency Services is getting a brand new facility. It'll allow them to store more fire and rescue vehicles there and respond to more incidents, because I think they're up to something like over 4,000 a year now, and they're expected to increase to 5,000, which is a tenfold increase from the year 2000.
I think that a lot of us, at least maybe 5 years ago, really thought about Kananaskis Country as our own little backyard private playground, because most people were heading to Banff. But the more people that are here, the more people are going to be in K-Country. And as visitation increases, so does the need for emergency response.
Mm-hmm.
Kananaskis Emergency Services Center, which is a little bay past the turnoff for Nakiska, was built before the 1988 Olympics. And out of that center, you have the Alberta Health Services EMS 24/7 staffed, as well as the Kananaskis Improvement District Fire Department, which has 5 full-time staff. And then they have dispatch out of there as well. That's 3 full-time staff. The way that it's set up now is not functioning well. Not only that, but it's so old, it's starting to cost more and more money to keep up and repair. The idea with this announcement and $18.5 million is to design a new emergency services center that will accommodate all those uses, as well as potentially partner uses like public safety, conservation officers, wildfire response, all of which have space there now, but are not permanently there.
Mm-hmm.
What's surprised me is that the improvement district themselves have spent over $1 million on fire trucks, but the bays of the emergency services center aren't even big enough to put the fire trucks in.
Oh, really?
So the fire trucks sit outside all year, and you can imagine how much it snows there.
Oh, no kidding.
So at times, in order to respond to a call, the firefighters have to shovel their way to their truck. This, according to Fire Chief Craig Halifax out there, was top of their list.
Just recognizing the great work that Kananaskis Emergency Services do this morning. And if you're interested in following an interesting page on Facebook, like the Kananaskis Public Safety section, they often post pictures of the crazy mountain rescues they do on there.